Well, good afternoon. It is Friday, December 30th, Discovering Victory Podcast, and we're glad that you're joining us. I hope that you have had a great Christmas, yep, and you're getting all excited about welcoming in the new year. Today, we're excited. Pastor Willie Winborn,
nice,
from, what's the name of his church? 19th Street Baptist Church was with us
Philly,
this
right?
summer. He is a firecracker preacher.
Yeah, he is.
And he was here week two with our good friend Crawford Loritz.
Yeah.
And so this is Willie's first message of week two of our 2022 summer
awesome.
Season. Be blessed as Willie shares the word today.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's all pray together. Father, we love you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify you. We thank you for this time. We pray that you would anoint us afresh and bless us with hearts and ears and minds to receive your word. Bless your word to each listening heart. In Christ's name, we do pray and give thanks. Amen. Let's give God a hand of praise, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory. While you're turning to Ephesians chapter 4, first I want to thank Bill. Thank you, Bill. And I do remember that Sunday he came and he was like, you know, I had water. I said, it's going to be all right. What a great blessing. Thank you, Bill, to Pastor Loritz and your wife. God bless you. Shout out to everybody here. It is a blessing to be here. We bring you greetings from the 19th Street Baptist Church in Philadelphia. Woo! Hallelujah. Shout out to my dear wife, Rosa. She's back home watching. My mother-in-law's here. Reverend Rod, where's mama? Amen. Reverend Rosin Werner and Shirley, they're here today. God bless you. And it is a great privilege and honor and blessing to be here because about 28 years ago, a pastor friend of mine said, you should go to America's Keswick. This is before GPS. And we had a map. Where are young people at? A map. And we're driving and driving and driving, and we don't know where we're going. And we finally get here. And we were like, we didn't see a lot of black people here, Bill. Where's Bill? We didn't see a lot. You know, we really didn't, you know. But we saw the colony immersed. We saw people. We said, hey, how you doing? We made friends. And some 28 years later, our kids served here on staff. We started 3 days in Victory Hall. The next year we came back. It was a whole 5 days. And for every, except for the COVID, we had a COVID year. We've been coming here. And so on behalf of the Winborn family, we love America's Keswick. And we won't take it back. This week, Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling in which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness and longsuffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Here's our verse for this week. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen. This week we're going to talk about living a lifestyle of resilient unity, a lifestyle of resilient unity. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
1799, Kentucky, open area. It's a place called Cane Ridge. And as the West opened up, people started to come and they started to gather. And they started to have revival services, church services. And in 1799, we had the Methodist Church, along with the Presbys and the Baptists, start to come together for services just like these, teaching and preaching and singing and praying. The next year, in 1800, the number swelled up to over 15,000 people. And the Cambridge Revival was part of the Second Great Awakening that opened up the West. And what happens every year, people started to come together. Baptists, Presbys, Methodists, and they had what's called camp meeting. And that theme, it spread throughout. After the Civil War, it spread. Violent, New Jersey, camp meeting. Watch this, here in Ocean Grove, camp meeting. Somebody say amen. You got to talk back. They got to talk to me every now and then, Pat. They got to talk back to me. Huh? And then here we look here at America's Keswick. Sandy. Harvey Cedars. And here we are. And look at it. We have people from different denominations, different backgrounds, mindsets, all coming together for services to give God praise. Reminds me of the Negro spiritual. Walk together, children, don't you get weary. Walk together, children, oh, don't you get weary. Walk together, children, don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land. So here we are, all together, different denominations, background, people. And what I love about Bill, when Bill came to see us, he's like, hey, how you doing, Willie? And I watched Bill over the years embrace every nation, different people. When you come on the weekend, you got the Asian church, you got the Black African American church, you got the Latinas, you got everybody here on the land coming together. We had a church retreat here a while back. After lunch, we went out on the lake. We were back over here, and we were singing, and we had that Hispanic Women's Conference was here that weekend. I was taking a picture of our folks singing and we're just, you know, recording the memory. And behind me, the women from the Hispanic church came down and we all joined together in singing God's praise. There's going to be a great camp meeting in the promised land. Well, Ephesians, Apostle Paul. How many of y'all remember Paul? He persecuted Christians. He killed Christians, right? Until one day God got his attention. Saul, why persecutest thou me? Don't you just hard to kick against the pricks? And God calls him and uses him to go to preach to the Gentiles. And here I love Ephesians. Ephesians, the first part of the book it deals with is doctrine. You know, who we are in Christ. Just reading the first chapter, it'll make you shout. It'll make you clap. In fact, if you in a church, you can't clap or shout today, you just, hey, glory. it's all right, huh? Who we are, we're seated in heavenly places, accepted in the beloved, huh? Chosen him before the foundation of the world. Chapter 2, for by grace are we saved. And then we have the mystery in chapter 3. And then here in chapter 4, the application, as we're called to do what? Live together in unity. Live in unity. It's talking about being mature in Christ is the overall. So the lesson we have here is that we can live a lifestyle of unity, united in heart and mind. A lifestyle of unity, resilient unity, and the connection, we're united what? Our heart and our mind. How so? How do we see this in the text? We're gonna just take little chunks of this along the way. Our focus is just verse 1 for this morning. I, therefore, prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you have been called. Stop. So the first lesson is that we are prisoners of Christ. And so it says, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, stop. Here, Paul says, I'm a prisoner. I'm a doulos. I'm a bondservant. I'm a slave of the Lord. But really, here we see Paul has a dual status. He is a prisoner of the Lord, but he's also incarcerated. He's in prison. These are these prison epistles. He's got this dual status going on here. And so the lesson we see with Paul right now as he's serving is that the saints can serve in some very severe situations. You can be going through a tough time and you can still serve, realizing who you are. Even right now, we have what? We have dual. Listen, Paul said, I got dual citizenship. Later on, he says, my citizenship is up in heaven. And so even for us right here, we're here in Whiting, New Jersey. Pull out your driver's license where you may live, whether it's New Jersey, North Carolina, South Carolina, Atlanta. I'm Pennsylvania. But guess what? I also have dual citizenship. I am a part of the family of faith. My name is written on the rolls in glory. And so I can serve in some tough, severe situations. Watch this. Joseph, he was a prisoner. Brothers put him in the pit. Then watch this. Later on, he's lied on by Mrs. Potiphar. Guess where he winds up, y'all? In prison. And the reoccurring theme along the way in Genesis, it says, and the Lord was, come on, somebody. The Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with, it went from bad to worse. The Lord was with Joseph, and God is doing what? He's preparing, and he's using him. Look at Daniel. Look at Daniel. Exile. Deported. He's a governor, a leader. He's not able to enjoy family and enjoy Israel, but what does he do? He serves and he prays. I told my prayer partners this morning, Pastor's gonna be talking about prayer. He prays, right? He is a prisoner and he what? He prays. And I love Paul and Silas. Yeah, they're in prison too, right? They're in Philippi. The little girl has a demon and just got on Paul's last nerve, and he said, you know what, look, be out of the little girl. Her masters got mad because he messed with their money. When they mess with your money, you get mad. Somebody should have said, but the little girl is well. No! Put them in an inner prison. They're prisoners in jail, in Philippi, also prisoners of God. Now, what do? They hold prayer meeting at midnight. Huh? Old preacher said, Paul said, well, let's pray. Father, we count it a blessing to be able to share the gospel and be in this prison. Hallelujah. Silas said, well, no, we need to pray. Come on, amazing grace, how sweet the sound, huh? Let's pray some more. Lord, we thank you that you. Thank you for the little girl. Lord, bless her. So I said, well, let's sing some more. Come, thy fount of every blessing. And so when you have the combination of, watch this, of prayer and singing God's praise and prayer and singing God's praise. And watch this, in my situation, I'm a prisoner. Guess what? God shows up. Oh, bless his name. Oh, no, he shows up. Earth rocks and reels, huh? The chains fall off. They fall off, huh? Come on. They fall off. Philippians jail is like, oh my goodness, I'm done. I'm done. Do thyself no harm. We're all here. Please just wait a minute, hold it. Wait a minute, what must I do to be saved? Wait, what? But I love this part. Wait a minute, y'all. My wife is not gonna believe this. Y'all have to come home. I want with y'all, and you have to tell my wife what happened here in Philippi, Macedonia. And so from that, we had this what? This great letter of joy. So the implication is that we're prisoners of Christ. Now watch this. I think about addiction ministry and here at Keswick Barber's Place. If you don't know Christ, you're also a prisoner. Maybe you didn't know it. Oh, Satan has his hands on you, right? World system has you, and all of a sudden, you're like, watch this. You said, ever ask a question? How many folk have ever been, caught up in addiction and know what's going on? You don't have to raise your hand, but you ask yourself the question, how did I get here? I am far from the peaceful shores. And now here's other implications, the positive implications for, us being prisoners of Christ. Christ loves us. And when you think about prisons, what's there? Boundaries. So God, we are prisoners of Christ. And he has a way of fencing us in and putting those boundaries there for us. So we don't go to the left, go to the right. Look at that dual status thing going on. Because guess what? We love the Lord. We're in Christ. But what does Paul say in Romans chapter 7? I think the pastor said it last night, he said, mature Christians, they don't say what they won't do. I said, Paul said, there is a war in these members. When I would do good, the good that I should do, I don't. Wretched man that I am, who would deliver me from the body of this death? Right, you've just been in church. Hallelujah, fire baptized, glory to God, vapors coming off you, you're driving down the road. Come on, listen, it's real. Come on. It's Ted's on the Harley, he's rolling. Just coming from Keswick, glory to the Lamb, thank you, Jesus. And somebody cuts you off, and just that fast. Come on, somebody mess with one of your kids, your grandkids, huh? Just that, you didn't say it, but there was that real quick when you thought it. And the boundaries, God does what? He brings us back in line. Brings us back in line. You go, oh, if I confess my sins, he's faithful, just forgive me. Listen, I got to remember that I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. I'm a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I do mess up, I must do what? I got to confess my sins. If I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to do what? Forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We are prisoners of Christ. King of Prussia was going to the prison, looking at the people in prison, and they were going, the prison was saying, King, let me out. I'm innocent. I didn't do anything. King, let me out. I've been here. It's unjust. And there was another guy standing on the side, didn't say a word. So the king said, hey, buddy, come here. What are you in for? Oh, I'm in for armed robbery. And I did it. I did the crime. I'm doing the time. King called the warden and said, hey, come here. Let this man go. He said, we're not going to have this man, this honest man, corrupt the morals of these other prisoners and let him go. My point is that we're prisoners of Christ. We love the Lord. We're trapped in this flesh. Sometimes it gets a little haywire, get a little crazy. But we are able to do what? Live a lifestyle of resilient unity. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. He says, beseech you to walk worthy. We stop again. We are prisoners of Christ. We are on the pathway with Christ. Beseech you to walk what? Walk worthy. How many of y'all saw me this morning? Anybody see me this morning? This morning I was out around the lake walking. Rose and I, we're new grandparents. Little Riley and little Brielle and crawling now and holding self up, and we're waiting for them to say, the baby took the first steps unaided. Looking forward to be able to get the grandkids and do what? And walk. I love walking, it's good. But here's the thing, it's my prayer walk. Walking with Jesus in the morning, praying, asking God. I go, God, I need help. Help me, Lord. And I cast my cares upon him, walking. And so in the Bible, we see a lot of walking. Adam and Eve, right? God walked with them, what? In the cool of the day. Love Enoch. Enoch walked with God. Was not. Because God what? God took him. Can you imagine Enoch never came home? Huh? Help me, Lord. This element of walking worthy, walking in balance, walking in equilibrium, it speaks about our lifestyle. The Christian code of conduct. Who are you? How you living? How we saying? How you living? What you doing? Don't look at me like, where you at? How'd you do this week? We need, again, accountability. Lifestyle. God does what? Right. Wants us to walk worthy with him. And you see it all in Ephesians. Walk worthy. Walk in the light. It speaks about your character and your personality. Watch this, when no one's looking. Be a person of integrity. Walk worthy where you have been called.
I love to hear him preach.
Me too.
He starts out calm and then he just gets the momentum up.
I call him the percolator.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. Thank you, Pastor Willie.
Thank you.
You have been a great friend of the Ministry of America's Keswick, and you need to know we love you and your family.
Amen.
Okay, we're one day away.
This is the last week of this year. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Finishing it off.
It is.
You know what today is?
What is today?
Bacon Day.
Oh. There is nothing like Keswick bacon.
There's nothing like it.
I believe that our food service guys are going to be doing the bacon at the marriage supper of the Lamb. I love to tell a story. We were in Israel with our Keswick group.
Okay.
And obviously in Israel, you can't get bacon.
I wouldn't think so.
So we're flying home, and there was a bunch of our folks, seven of them, that were going to be picking up their cars. And I said, well, you know, it's going to be 3 o'clock in the morning. Why don't we do breakfast for you? What would you like for breakfast? And everybody shouted, bacon. So I called ahead, and Pete Cardillo and his crew, they prepared enough bacon for 50 people.
And how many were there?
Seven. And the seven people ate all of the bacon
that was
prepared for 50 people. Man, I bet the cholesterol counts were high that day. All right, so.
That's awesome. Today's the day.
Well, hopefully that this weekend on Sunday we'll have bacon.
I hope so too.
Okay.
Yep. We can pray.
Okay.
Hope for the best.
What else is happening?
Tomorrow night is our New Year's kicks off, well, New Year's Eve, but it kicks off also our New Year's Eve conference. So it runs through the weekend. We'll have a concert, so that'll be awesome. That's at 7 o'clock.
Actually, the doors open at 6.
Okay, they open at 6. The concert begins?
Somewhere around 7.
Somewhere around there.
Dinner's at 6:30. That's okay. We're at the end of the year.
That's right.
And
that's
we
right.
are exhausted.
Yeah. You can call and confirm 1-800-453-7942 or look on the website www.americaskeswick.org. Don't take my word for it. The evening service is at 10 o'clock with Dr. Roger Wilmore.
Okay. He's going to be sharing a message, a challenge from the Word of God as we close out the year. The Colony Men and Barber's Place students will be sharing their testimonies. Yeah. We'll celebrate the Lord's table as we go into the end of that session. And then we have an ice cream social.
An ice cream social. What a better way to
And then New Year's Day, we go right into it. 10:30, we have our first service of the new year. Dr. Roger Wilmore will be sharing God's word. And this will be the first day of our 100th conference season.
Wow, that's so cool.
So we'd love to have you join us. We still have room. 1-800-453-7942. Check it out.
Absolutely.
Okay? On Thursday is a hymn sing. We just keep going.
We do. Does not stop. The train keeps moving.
Okay.
That's the 5th. On the 11th is Girl Talk.
Okay.
On the 12th is Men's Fellowship Night. On the 20th, we have our Beyond the Weekend Youth Conference that runs through the 22nd. And I do want to mention in this episode, January 30th, it's a month from today, starts our pastors and ministry leaders conference.
And if you've never been to one of those, I just want to encourage you. There are a lot of great pastors conferences that are on a big scale. We're happy that Pastor Dave Ritter from Bayside Chapel is going to be sharing God's word with us. The Duffields are going to be leading worship. But we're going to have a special Pastor's Day and Ministry Leaders Day on Tuesday. It's $10. If you can't be here for the whole week, I want to encourage you to come just for that one day. And as a part of that day, we're going to be able to unpack for you all the things that America's Keswick can do to come alongside of you and your ministry, which is pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
I want to encourage you to check that out, 1-800-453-7942. We ended the year in the black. Praise God. We should sing the doxology.
Yeah.
But we do need your help to help us start the year with a couple special projects that must be done. They're state required. We have to do some work at the Upper Dam for $75,000. We have to replace the fire alarm system in the Ross Memorial for $58,000, the sprinkler system in the Activity Center for $54,000. So if you haven't considered a year-end gift, I want to encourage you to do so today. You can call 1-800-453-7942. You can give online, www.americaskeswick.org. Donate now. Your gift must be postmarked December 31st in order for it to count for 2022. So if you would consider helping with that, we would appreciate that so much. Thank you for being a part of our podcast ministry this year. We appreciate Zach and Tyler and all their work in making that possible. And James, I hope you have a good New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
We'll see you next week in January.
Yeah.
God bless.